Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8.55 on your AM dial, 3CR Community Radio, 8.55 on your AM dial, 9.30 Sunday morning, 50 years of 3CR, 50 years of the dulcet tones of the Concrete Gang. And joining me on the show, as per usual, the one and only Free Trees.
Good morning, everybody. With an introduction like that, I feel like I'm on one of these proper actual TV shows, you know?
Well, mate,
radio shows. Proper ones.
I did catch up with the gorilla during the week, and he did critique some of my work.
So. Wouldn't be like him to critique anything. He's not known for his critiquing.
Very, very critical. Very, very critical.
Ah, mate. That's just, when you've asserted to his level of greatness, it's easy to look down upon us little people.
And to fairness to the gorilla, we are in a bit of a rough patch. We both go for the Bombers. So
we're
copping it from every angle at the moment.
Yeah.
We can't win.
I said to someone last week, we're at rock bottom, and someone says, you should go way lower than that. That's actually quite worrying.
But I think it's true.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, luckily, there's no relegation involved.
And the Sparrow is away to, or he's out on the job.
He's flown the coop.
He's got a, down there, there's a few issues with FDC down in Docklands.
Ooh, FDC.
A lot of safety issues and just, you know, FDC, they're very low altitude flyers, if you'd want to call them that.
Myself and Stickers were at one of their jobs on Thursday. Look, it wasn't the worst job, but there was a few access egress issues, spotters and all that there with some of the subcontractors. Well, we got it all straightened out, but like anything, you got to herd them. It's like herding cats.
Oh, it is. But it's the same shit, history repeated. You know, when I first started, I was an old official was about to retire at the time I started, and he was, you know, I was hanging out with him, and he's giving me the ropes and a bit of the history and all that. And he goes, it was his last day, he goes, you know, my first day, I was fighting over toilets. I've been a union official for 30 years. You know, my last day, fighting over toilets.
It's true.
So it's the same shit, isn't it? You're like, basic human conditions, and you know, just because you're a construction worker, you should have clean toilets. You should have good amenities. You know, people who work in offices have all this stuff, but for some reason, when it comes to construction, you can, oh, why do they need toilets? Why do they go home if there's no toilets? Why don't they work in the rain and all this sort of dribble?
The best one I love is when you rock up to any job, for that matter, but particularly one of these smaller, would say non-EBA jobs, and they, you know, they haven't got the proper amenities set up, they haven't got any of that there, and you go, well, where's your amenities? And they go, but it's not a union job. And I was like, well, it's not about being a union job. It's about having the same conditions as everybody else. I said, you know, this is the, there is laws outside of the union, but this is what we expect.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then they talk like it's the first time they've ever had to put a set of donnies on the, you know. And then you try and say, oh, you got to have female toilets as well. You know what I mean? You have showers, shit like that there. It's all foreign to these people.
Yeah. And then they put up a sign and say, look, now we've made the toilets unisex. Well, no, no, no.
I love the good one when you go and you go out and you're like, where's your first aid? And they're like, it's in the car. I was like, what? And they've just got like a little, it's like something of the first aid kits we give out to the retired members. Oh, that's all they've got. That's our first aid.
No, they don't even have that. They got one of them, you know, them Dr. Seuss things where you drop the little man, you know. Like, they've got that sitting there in the corner and go, oh, yeah, the knee bone's connected to the
shin bone.
That's, you know. And people wonder why we have blues and then we get CVMU's always argue. Yeah, we are, because we work in an industry where people die and people get hurt and people get maimed and our conditions get eroded away because all our jobs run on cost plus and time and all that. And we're big business and, you know, small business even can cut corners to make profits like developers and that. They do. Yeah. And they tack our conditions and they tack basic human rights. Like having a toilet to go to on the job is...
It's a human right.
Human right. You know what I mean? You should be able to go to in a workplace. And, you know, the problem is WorkSafe and all them don't run around enforcing this, and we have blues about it. You know, we've had union officials prosecuted for getting toilets on jobs, like female toilets on jobs. Gorilla and Buzzer. You know what I mean?
Which is law as well.
And then you see the Labor Party and the ACTU, they come here, oh, you know, how good's this? Well, you see, like, this week... in the media and all that, and people saying, oh, the CFMU broke 1,000 industrial laws. But then you've got Labor and that during the election saying these laws we broke were shit laws.
They were bad laws and needed to be broken.
You know, and we're still getting pulled through the mud over it, you know, which is... And some of these laws, like, are ridiculous, you know, making sure people have toilets and amenities, you know what I mean?
And like you said, you rock up and so they've been charged with 1,000 breaches. But how many of them breaches saw... like proper convictions, hardly any, because the reality of it was safety, and it was all pushed, and it was all enforced, and it was all above board. But just because someone says they're being bullied, really they're not being bullied. They're just being, oh, hold on, this is the code. You got to follow the code. You got to follow the law, like everybody else. They say, oh, well, you're standing over us.
Yeah.
The reality of it is, the workers on site, like you say, it's the small things that lead into the big things. You look after all the small issues. The big ones will look after themselves.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at it from a different point of view. You know what I mean? You want to go in there, you can get a million trades working at once. You're not going to get nothing done. You know what I mean? But calculated, well thought out, you could, you know what I mean? That's where the professionalism really comes into it.
History shows, and everything. We're one of the quickest places in the world to build because we're so quick and we're so professional and we do things right. Mm. You know what I mean? And, mate, the easiest way to make the CFMU obsolete, if I was a builder, do everything right. We'd be obsolete, mate. If everyone got paid right and no one got injured at work, we wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, we wouldn't be around.
We wouldn't be around. But, no, instead of cutting corners, and, you know, they go target us with the it was in the paper, like 1,000 breaches or 1,000 laws we broke or whatever we got charged with, whatever it is. Well, give us the comparison. Let's see how many, over the same time period, let's see how many laws the builders broke, where they didn't comply, and how many, you know, safety notices they got, or how many workers they killed over the same period.
Yeah.
And let's see how many of them were charged with murder or anything like that, or how many of them got thrown through the courts or breaches.
And the ones that were charged with anything, what was their penalties? What was their, you know...
Yeah, 100%.
Their slap on the wrist that they got. You know what I
mean? And, you know, it is what it is. Like, you see... And we'll go into it. There's a bit to get through, but you look at the moment. Look at that right-wing Queensland government at the moment. Like, you know, they're talking about, which is a breach in themselves. You know what I mean? Saying CFMU subbies or CFMU enterprise agreements, if you have a subby, you can't tender the work. You can't. Yeah. So they're effectively locking out our members and prosecuting, like, you know, victimising our members and discriminating against our members and saying they can't earn good money on jobs or they can't have their conditions and all that, even though we've got lawful agreements and they're trying to write up a building code at the moment. And if listeners think, oh, you know, they're just, oh, rah, 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 you know, they're trying to write up the building code. You can Google it. The building code they're writing up at the moment in Queensland gets rid of inclement weather, the heat, You don't get penalty rates if it's raining. You still got to work. They're trying to get rid of the RDOs, trying to get rid of any real allowance, any goes in the B picks they've got rid of, and they're trying to make it a part of the building code so we can make these jobs run around the clock in Queensland. For any of these Olympics, they're trying to write up a building code to get rid of any conditions, RDOs and all that. And it's not just for our union, it's for all unions.
Yep.
They're using us as the stick to flog us with, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to ward away and take away conditions that have been long and fought for and won and tried. They already took away all the unions up their safety right of entry, so they can't go on the job for safety. There's a safety issue. They've got to give 24 hours notice to go and see that. So that's what they're doing. They're attacking our union. They're using our union as the battering ram to attack all the rest of the union.
And it all starts with a false flag, doesn't it, really? Yep. Then we have... They had this commission of inquiry, Royal Commission by a different name, up there, bias commission, liberal judge in there saying, oh, the union are bad. All these biased people coming in, giving their allegations and their accounts of what's happening. But at the end of the day, no actual factual evidence, just people's opinions and innuendo thrown out there. And then the outcome of that is where they want to be, which is bringing in the likes of the codes. And it all starts with this stuff. And at the end of that, they erode everybody's rights at work, everyone's conditions, and then you go, at the end of it, you're working on an ABN, you're working 100 hours in a week, you know what I mean, to meet their deadlines, and at the end of the day, you're getting nothing out of it.
100%.
You're getting more deaths, more injuries. I was listening to one of them influencers the other day, not that I listened to him, he come up on one of my social media feeds. He's talking about, he says, the CFMU have just laid the hammer down. Or the Liberal government have just laid the hammer down on the CFMU in about bloody time. The CFMU, talking about housing rates and all, we've pushed up the house. Does nobody understand? I don't see anybody having a go at all the suppliers who put up their products by X amount.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're allowed to charge what they want. They're allowed to do whatever they want. But someone who comes onto the job, supplies his labour to the job, gets the job done, and they're the bad person. They've got to suffer.
Yeah.
You ever hear anybody whinge about their electrical prices, you know what I mean, from these governments?
Yeah.
Because, oh, no, the energy companies are putting the prices up too much.
Yeah.
Never go out there and fight them, people. Bank interest on your loan. Shit that affects all of us. Never hear them out there. There's no royal commissions about energy companies ripping off people. Energy prices going up 150% at a stroke of a pen. You know what I mean? But... apparently the CFMU are the biggest problem that's ever, you know, graced God's earth. I'm waiting on them blaming that that accident in New York there with that tower block falling apart on us.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it wasn't part of us. Global warming's a part of us. But the other thing is, like, you look at, they did a royal commission into the banks, and then as soon as the banks started whinging, they rolled back all the recommendations.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So it is what it is. Yep. But you know, if you don't think they're going after our wages and conditions, it's still talking about the Jeffrey Watson, the 30% tax and all that. I think even the Premier's come out saying that Jeffrey Watson was wrong.
Yeah, she came out in Parliament and actually swung on him.
Yeah.
He didn't take it well.
Yeah, so, you know, they're trying to attack our wages and conditions. And we all know, you know, that like Free Tree said, they don't go on about the price of material. The price of material went through the roof during COVID. They talk about, oh, you know, we need to insulate ourselves. Well, the government hasn't done anything to build stuff in here so we can still manufacture. Yeah. We're still importing overseas. And as soon as what happens, we got through COVID, we stopped trying to manufacture it in Australia, so we're importing everything from overseas. As soon as the fuel prices hit with the Strait of Hormuz getting blocked up, mate, everything went through, the supply chain broke down again, and everything's gone through the roof and everyone's panicking again.
Exactly right.
You know, but, you know, I think the CFMU is the last of the issues.
It would be worthwhile, what you said a while back, though. I'd love to know all these big build jobs and all these jobs that they're quoting that have gone over. What was the original prices that those builders quoted?
Yeah. Yeah, well, 100%.
You know? So what has inflation done to those prices? You know what I mean? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, what did they price the product on and all that sort of stuff? And maybe instead of rolling these jobs out quick, you know, pushing them through and all that, maybe if they properly go through a tender process and tell the builders, take your time, because when you give the price, that's the price. That's the price. It's not like I can go buy something from Kmart and say, no, I want it $10, $40 cheaper once I get to the register. You know what I mean?
And what you have as well, you have these multinationals pricing these tenders, and they're using our subbies as the, you know, as the price margin. And then once they win the job, they try and wind back our subbies off the jobs and bring in non-union labour.
Yeah.
Do you think that money's going back to the government? That's going back to the people? It's going straight in their pockets?
100%.
You know what I mean?
What gets me too is, yeah, they say these builders, multinational builders, these big builders, they price these jobs on their own and then they go and price the jobs again as a joint venture. So everyone wins. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they never lose. You know? And then they put stuff in the contract. Oh, it's such a big job to tender if it goes out. Mate, you don't see that happening on commercial construction jobs in the middle of the city. The developer gets a price and that's the price.
Yeah.
And if you go over, he actually give you penalties for finishing late. It's on you.
Liquidated damages.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, there is issues out there and it needs to be held to account. If there's wastage of government money, it should be called out. Yeah. But if you look at the report the BIG put out about, you know, the money in the big build and all the cost blowouts and all that, well... Mate, it's a lot. It's not on the worker. It's on the people who are managing these people on these jobs. If they've got too many staff on that job through labour hire and that, and they're getting more people, well, that's on the people that are managing them. And, you know, that's what I can't get a hold of.
Well, one of Jeffrey Watson's comments after he was called out in the parliament was that then they should put my actual figures and have it properly tested. It was tested. It was tested by RMIT scholars, economic scholars. And they debunked everything he said.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's on about. Go and have it tested. He wants it tested by maybe someone one of the firms that he's friendly with.
Yeah.
Who can sit and inflate all these, you know, margins and all that and make it look as if it was, you know, the workers are the bad people. The workers turned up, done their job, got paid what they were owed, left, paid their fair whack of tax on the way out the door and got on with the job.
Yeah, and the one I don't get, like, you know, the CFMEU did an agreement with these companies. A lot of times the EBAs we do is with subbies that the builders already awarded the contract. And our job is to unionise the workforce, and that's what we do. But we didn't give them an ABM number so they can trade. They've got to go to the Fair Work, which is run by the government, to get that. Mm. We lodged the agreement. Fair Work looked at it, so... No checks and balances for Fair Work. That's a government organisation.
Yeah.
And a lot of these companies have labour hire licences.
Yeah.
Well, and we're the ones that, and because these companies alleged went broke back in the day, well, and restarted back up. That's not our fault.
Yeah.
We didn't give them a contract. We have had nothing to do with that. And the government had that. And I think it's all been good and well for the last 2 years. Keep looking at the CFMU, but I think you got to start looking at, don't blame us for the whole industry's problem. Start looking at the industry.
Exactly, you know what right. I mean? Phoenixson wasn't started by us. If anything, we try and root it out.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? These people are just completely taking the piss.
We better cut to a track. We're Not Going to Take It by Twisted Sister.
We'll be right back.
And I don't think construction workers are going to take it in Queensland, watching their conditions get taken away, and they're not going to cop it sweet on the chin. You know what I mean? These are long. These having RDOs, and like it seems like, oh, we've lost so many days reduction because of RDOs. Do they actually realise we work the hours and we just take it as days in time in lieu? Really? Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's like, oh, we've lost, but we're not getting paid for it. I don't think I think the public really have the exception that we just get a free day because it's in our RDO and please.
Look, it's they're just throwing as much shit at the wall and seeing what sticks, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, it's up to us to educate people. I have members on the job who tell me their barbecues or whatever, and they're like, I have to explain to family members. They think they don't understand how our RDOs work. But an RDO like that, an RDO in any industry works like that. If you're in a bank, you're in a a school, whatever, if you're getting an RDO, it's deducted from your wages. It's not something they hand 100%. You for free, you know? When you look at the time frame as well on them games, they haven't even started the design process yet. So they don't have enough workers in the state to do the work. They started off by insulting the workers who do the work in the state, who live there, pay taxes in the state, and then they're coming out saying, oh, now you're not allowed on our jobs. So whenever they have to do the backstroke, and the CFMU trades and workers and the subcontractors all come in and have to pull them out of a hole, they're going to look like morons. Like, let's call it for what it is. They're going to look like gooses.
100%. And, let's be honest, that's what they're... And if they get all this up in the line, I reckon they're still not going to deliver it on time because they've left no timeline to come in. It hasn't even been processed and tendered. It's going to blow out because before you even start, you're behind. They can't even get enough workers in Queensland at the moment, let alone once this starts. And what are you going to say? Leave your good job, it's paying EBA rates with your RDOs, and go work on a government job and you don't get any of this shit.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
Please. Yeah. Definition of insanity.
We're here. Safety issues will be rife as well. The rollback safety, all that.
They'll tell WorkSafe not to come. They'll try and all on.
Deaths, injuries, flat up. It sounds very appealing to the punter who wants to leave his job and go work on a government project.
It'll probably be worse than the Qatar soccer buddy thing.
That's probably a fair point.
And we all saw what happened during the Comm Games when GroCon was up there building. The village was a disaster.
What happened to GroCon's license after that? Does anyone remember?
I don't know. Anyway, we have to do a big shout out to our Koori Construction members. Obviously, it's 50 years of NAIDOC Week. So, the struggle that the Indigenous brothers and sisters right across Australia have had, and NAIDOC Week, it's, obviously a celebration of their culture. It's a celebration of everything. And it's, it's a protest of what they do. Nationally, we should have a treaty. We should acknowledge our First Nation people. Yeah. And we should be proud of our history as well. We'll tell the truth, be proud of our Indigenous culture.
And you've got that goose, because they have treaty here in Victoria.
Yeah.
But that goose, Jess Wilson, says the first 100 days, if I'm elected, I'm gonna rip it up and all that. As if that's one of her biggest concerns right now.
100%.
You know what I mean? Giving the people a little bit of recognition, you know what I mean? They are First Nations people, you know what I mean?
And we've got to have a truth telling of, what we did, the colonists did to Australia, and the genocide they caused against the Indigenous people, and all the stuff we've done all the stuff we've done wrong since colonisation, like the Stolen Generation and all the other shit that goes along with it, And, we should have a treaty, and they should be recognised, and it should be law. And we should be proud of getting a treaty, with our First Nations people. And God love them, you know what I mean? We've got a good, strong Koori and Construction membership, and we've got good, strong people within the Indigenous community, especially in the state of Victoria.
Some of the best people I've ever met as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of the most welcoming people ever.
100%.
You know what I mean? And learning our history.
Oh, the oldest living culture in the world.
It's not a bad thing.
Oh.
Learning everyone's history isn't a bad thing. That's how we come together, by learning everybody's history.
And that's how
learning
you get the
struggles that we have and how we relate.
And how you move forward is getting all the shit out of the closet and fucking having it taught. You know what I mean? So you're not destined to repeat the past. You know what I mean?
Past mistakes, 100%.
And so, shout out. And, what a roll up. It was a good crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And they do themselves a treat every year. And, you know, couldn't be more proud of them.
100%. So. Bloody great bunch of people.
So we better move in the scallywags.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to say the Christofili government in Queensland are trying to take away our conditions and black ban the CFMEU subcontractors and CFMEU members from Queensland construction jobs.
Yeah, 100%.
So
bloody carrying on like a bunch of gooses, you know what I mean?
FDC, playing FDC. Up down in the Docklands like pork chops.
Yeah, playing up like no one's business, like a little second-hand whippersnipper.
What other ones we got, mate?
We got Iron Brian playing up. Yeah, doing a few unchristian-like things. Obviously, local organisers are onto them, you know what I mean, getting results. But, everyone wants to try.
Who are we going with, mate? Oh, big one, too. Forgot to add in. Donald Trump. What a goose about the red card.
Oh,
mate, if FIFA aren't corrupt, I'll stand.
Oh, FIFA. Mate. But as straight as a roundabout, them people.
So
they're corrupt as.
Who are we going for there, mate?
You got to go to Christofili government.
Yeah,
pack of grubs.
Touch one, touch all.
Absolute grubs.
Grubs. So Christofili government, straight out winner there.
Yeah.
Suki Lala. Trump. Trump's a Suki Lala, isn't he?
Yeah. That war he won like 4 to 5 times. I can't remember how many times he said he actually won that war.
And now he's just done with it.
He's back in again now. So yeah,
these people are insane. Yeah. Well, what? They're insane. You're the lunatic who bombed them. They were just sitting there minding their own business. They're going to get bombed. Maybe look in the mirror, Donald.
What about Pauline Hanson talking about being all for the working class? She's over there living it up in England with all the richy, snobby people.
Yeah.
Why do they want to attack, take working class rights off people over here? Another one of Gina's friends.
All right. Who are we going with for Suki Lala?
Who? Donald Trump, flat out.
Donald Trump. Got to give it to Trump. He's much deserved. And obviously, it's a bit of an anniversary, sad one, but
9 years anniversary for our good friend and comrade Charlie Weldon, who passed away 9 years ago. So just thoughts and prayers and all that are with his family, and he'll always be remembered by everybody here at the Concrete Gang and
the whole
working class industry, you know what I mean, as a whole.
And the whole Irish-Australian community loved him, really.
Big in the MUA, big in the CFMU.
Good trade, all trade unions.
Yep.
So
big in the Port Melbourne pubs.
Yeah. We're going out. We'll go out the same old way. Dare the struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And we're going out with Archie Roach, 50 years of NAIDOC Week and 50 years with Concrete Gang solidarity with the Indigenous people of Australia.
Down city streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home. Crawled out of bushes early morn. Used newspapers to keep me warm. Then I'd have to score a drink, start me up, help me to think. Down city streets I would roam, use my fingers as it goes. In those days when I was young, drinking and fighting was no fun. It was daily living for me. I had no choice, it was meant to be. Down city streets I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.